Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. This morning we talk with Jessica Wood of Northshire Bookstore in Manchester Center, Vermont, soon to be Saratoga Springs, New York, for our book list. And they've traveled around the literary globe to collect these tomes after spending lots of time reading dozens of books and studying up. Jessica joins us this Tuesday morning with a terrific list. Jessica, good morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning, Joe. It's always a pleasure.
Very nice to have you here. You have quite a list.
I do. It was very hard to narrow down. And if we have time, there's a few treats at the end I would love to remind
people
about.
All right. We'll take treats. Where would you like to begin?
I would like to begin with a book titled If You Want to See a Whale. And it's by Julie Fogliano and illustrated by Aaron Stead. It is their second collaboration. And Aaron Stead, along with her husband a few years ago, won the Caldecott Medal. And this is a lovely, lovely picture book for ages, I would say, 2 or 3 and up. And what I find so endearing about this book is it's quiet. It leaves space after the words are spoken, because it is definitely a read aloud to settle in. And I find that element very important in children's books.
Excellent. And so this is, and it basically tells the story of?
I thought I would read a few sentences very
wonderful.
Briefly because they're lovely. If you want to see a whale, you will need a window and an ocean and time for waiting and time for looking and time for wondering, is that a whale?
Very cool. And the name of the book, of course, If You Want to See a Whale, and it's by Julie Fogliano. All right.
Next. The next book I brought is a book titled Look Up, Birdwatching in Your Own Backyard. This is a nonfiction book, and it is by Annette LeBlanc Kate. I would recommend it for ages 7 and up. The things I like about this nonfiction book is there are many threads. There is a narrative. There are sidebars with factual information that are brief. And there are conversations between the birds themselves. So a child could pick this up at 7 and read one thread and go back a year or two later and read the next thread. She has illustrated it very humorously, which is also a plus. And she doesn't profess to be an expert bird watcher, but a hobby that she loves quite a bit.
And to encourage children to get into that hobby as well.
Exactly.
It's called Look Up, Bird Watching in Your Own Backyard by Annette LeBlanc. Excellent.
The next picture book that I'm talking about today is called June. It's important to note that June is spelled J-O-O-N-E. It is by Emily Kate Moon. I would recommend this for children ages 3 and up. It is a lovely, colorful picture book about a young girl who lives with her grandfather in a yurt. What I find most inspiring about this book is her freedom to explore her surroundings with her pet turtle, Mr. Chin. It's also important to note at the beginning of the book, as she introduces herself, she says, "My name is June." Most people spell it with a U, but I spell it with a smiley face, and she makes the O's into I's and puts a smiley face underneath.
So a kid, a turtle, and a yurt.
Yes.
That's all you really need. Stir, mix, and enjoy.
Exactly, exactly.
I don't think there's enough kids' books that take place in a yurt.
No, I don't either. And I like deceptively simple picture books for young children. As a child, I would have been entranced by this book, by her relationship with her grandfather, and as I said, her freedom to explore her surroundings.
Excellent. And cool. And again, it's called June, J-O-O-N-E.
Yes. Now, the next book I brought along, as much for my admiration of it as for it is from an independent publisher, and that is called Simply Red Books, Red being R-E-A-D. D. They are a very small publisher out of Canada, and they do beautiful editions. And as an independent bookstore, it's very important to me to represent as strongly as possible independent publishers and to support them. And additionally, this book, The New Arrival, by Vanya Nastanlivia, excuse my pronunciation, is about a hedgehog who leaves home at a very young age, as hedgehogs are wont to do, and he moves to a forest, and he loves his new home, but the lack of friends bothers him. So he is seeking out friends in the forest, and in the beginning, he's not having very much luck. And then it occurs to him that if he plucks out his spines and hangs up posters, want ad posters, so to speak, around the forest, that he might find some friends. And all during his adventure and his quest, all of the forest creatures are observing him. And the illustrations are also quite lovely and soft. And the forest setting is one of my favorites.
We love illustrated hedgehogs here.
Yes,
at the Roundtable.
Yes, we do.
It is The New Arrival, and the publisher again is...
It's Simply Red.
R-E-A-D, Simply Red, and it's The New Arrival. Next.
Next is what I would say a breakout young adult novelist. The name of the book is Eleanor and Park. The author's name is Rainbow Rowell. And this book takes place in 1986, which I found very refreshing because the lack of technology in the lives of these two young adult characters makes it more compelling. The book is told from two different points of view: Eleanor, the new kid on the bus, and Park, the only Asian kid in the school, and they bond over reading X-Men comics and The Watchmen and the band The Smiths. They are both outsiders, and Eleanor comes from a troubled home, but the key piece here is the understanding they forge of each other's differentness, and the language the author uses is lovely.
It is Eleanor and Park by Rainbow Rowell, R-O-W-E-L-L.
The next young adult book is also from an independent publisher, McSweeney's, who has in the past few years started to do some children's and young adult books. Their books are always beautifully packaged and very tactile. They rarely use a jacket, which I find appealing.
Yeah.
This is a debut novelist and is the first of a trilogy. It is called Mermaid in Chelsea Creek by Michelle T. It takes place in Chelsea, Massachusetts. And in the book, the town is quite run down and not very prosperous. And the young girl, the protagonist, Sophie Swankowski, has an affinity to the creek in Chelsea. And from that point on, it takes a turn towards fantasy. There are also some very gentle environmental metaphors, which I always find appealing, but I also wonder how a young adult reader, how they process that.
Right. And the book is Mermaid in Chelsea Creek. It is by Michelle T. And is it illustrated at all?
It is illustrated by the author throughout.
Beautiful.
Yes, it's a beautiful.
They do such a great job in the publishing.
Their packages are so beautiful.
Really neat.
And
Very cool.
Their bindings are sewn, not just glued. They're also sewn.
Cool.
The next book I would like to talk about is called Doll Bones by Holly Black. She normally writes for young adults ages 12 or 13 and up. This is her first foray into the middle grade middle age grade novel area. I spoke with her recently, and she said that not only was it her first for this age group, but it took her the longest to write of all of her books.
Really?
And this is a wonderful summer read for kids ages 8 to 12, 8 and up. It has elements of a ghost story, and it also has elements of changing personalities, changing when you are get into middle school. It's the story of three kids, two girls, one boy, and their very close friendships and their in-depth imaginary play with mermaids and pirates. They've developed their own mythology, and at the head of this story is this China doll that one of the characters' mothers keeps behind a glass case, and it's very spooky to the children, and they believe that all of their imaginary play is to appease this doll.
Wow.
It's very interesting. Holly is an amazing writer and a wonderfully imaginative person, and I think this is a perfect summer read.
It is Doll Bones by Holly Black, who we know from the Spiderwick Chronicles, and good stuff. Doll Bones by Holly Black. All right.
The next two books that I'd like to talk about are not new. Every summer at the store, I put together a very large themed display. I gather books from all areas of the children's department, fiction, nonfiction, toddler, young adult, and I would be remiss to not put some classics on there. Two classics I've brought today to mention are some of my favorites. Swallows and Amazons is the first of a 12-book series by Arthur Ransom. Was originally published in 1930. It takes place in the Lake District in England, and it's the two families who get together and camp and sail, have imaginary stories, and it's a different world. It's a completely different world. The first book takes place in the summer of 1929. One of the reasons I continue to recommend this book is the language. There are words in here that children would not normally hear day-to-day life. Mm. And this is also the kind of book I recommend as a family read aloud. If you're going on a vacation and taking a long car ride, this is a beautiful story to read aloud for the entire family.
Swallows and Amazons. So we have about 30 seconds left.
Okay, quickly, would love to mention Paddle to the Sea, Holling C. Holling. This was originally published in 1941, and it's the story of a young Indian boy and his carving of a canoe with an Indian boy in it, and the carving travels over the five lakes to get to the Atlantic Ocean.
It is Paddle to the Sea. All kinds of wonderful books and wonderful suggestions from Jessica Wood of the Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Center, Vermont, and soon to be Saratoga. Still August?
August, early August.
Early August. Okay, we're almost there. For more information on Northshire Bookstore, just go to their website, northshire.com. Northshire.com. You can find the list there. You can also find the list on our site as well, wamc.org. Jessica, thank you very much.
You're
welcome.
It was a pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.